A nationwide preliminary injunction was granted Tuesday that prevents the Department of Labor from implementing changes to the Fair Labor Standards Act. The regulation would shrink the so-called white-collar exemption and more than double the salary threshold under which employers must pay overtime to their workers. In Buffalo, attorney Amy Hemingway says the injunction puts employers in a tough spot, especially, she says, if they've already told an employee that they'll be getting a salary increase.
They certainly don't want to destroy employee morale, but there are some tough decisions that may need to be made. And in particular, employers need to be aware that if this rule is ultimately found to be lawful, there is the possibility that it could be applied retroactive to December 1st, and therefore they want to take that into consideration and make sure they are taking steps to be in compliance.
And while the federal rule is blocked, Hemingway points out that the state Labor Department recently proposed its own changes to the overtime rule, set to take effect at the end of the year.
It's unknown whether this ruling will somehow cause New York to revisit its proposal. That's something we'll have to wait and keep an eye on.
Hemingway says the proposed change to the state's overtime threshold has largely gone unnoticed because it's lower than the federal threshold. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.